From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration Sunday, and in one district, police used tear gas to disperse dozens of stone-throwing youths. It happened on the 7th anniversary of the ousting of the former president Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic problems, protesters have been demonstrating, at times violently, in Tunis and across the North African country this past week. A witness told Reuters he saw youths around 20 years old throwing stones at police cars and setting fire to tires before security forces drove the youths back with tear gas. More than 12 million boxes of French baby milk products are being recalled from 83 countries for suspected salmonella contamination. The recall includes Lactalis's Picot, Milumel, and Taranis brands. The head of the French dairy Lactalis on Sunday confirmed that his products are being recalled from countries across Europe, Africa, Latin America, and Asia after salmonella was discovered at one of its plants last month. The United States, Britain, and Australia were not affected. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he is not interested in extending his 6-year term or canceling elections next year. He made the statement in an interview with the news website Mindanews. He said there will be no suspension of elections and there will be no term extension, especially for me. Duterte's term ends in 2022. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is to join foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada this week to talk about further diplomatic options to find a way to counter North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile test. The VOA's Nikkei Chang reports.
The latest diplomatic push comes after South and North Korea agreed in recent days to resolve problems through dialogue following escalated tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear proliferation. On the agenda in Vancouver, assessing further options for the international pressure campaign on North Korea. The United States said North Korea has suffered under global sanctions. Officials say Washington is not advocating for regime change in North Korea, but the U.S. is talking to China about the safe disposition of the country's nuclear weapons to prepare for any scenario. While China and Russia were not invited to the Vancouver meeting, U.S. officials said they will receive a readout of Tuesday's talks. Nikki Chin, VOA News.
President Trump contended Sunday that a U.S. program to protect young immigrants from deportation is, quote, probably dead. He said opposition Democrats, quote, don't really want it, but just want to be able to talk about the issue. The fate of the program that protects nearly 800,000 immigrants from deportation who were brought to the U.S. illegally by their parents years ago when they were children is at the forefront of the Washington political debate this week. It's part of discussions between the White House and Congress over new funding for the government to avert a partial government shutdown when American federal agencies run out of money at midnight on Friday. And the transgender whistleblower Chelsea Manning is seeking to become a U.S. senator representing the state of Maryland, according to federal election filings. She would run as a Democrat, challenging two-term Senator Ben Cardin in the state's June primary. Manning would have to file with the state election board by February 27th to get her name on the ballot. Manning is a former Army intelligence analyst, originally known as Bradley Manning. The U.S. soldier released more than 700,000 secret military documents and battlefield videos to WikiLeaks. She was sentenced to 35 years in prison, but she was granted clemency by President Obama. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.